Sad. On February 3, 2004, Winnie tucks her daughter in bed, reads her favorite bedtime story, prays, and kisses her. She whispers, "Good night, baby girl." Majesty is quickly fast asleep, but is awakened by shattered glass and strange, loud voices chattering in her living room. She jumps up, frightened, rubs her eyes, gets on her tippy toes, and peeks through the crack in her bedroom door. She sees her parents kneeling and begging for their lives. A nagging feeling of fear curls in her stomach. She knows her parents are in trouble. Three men are pointing guns at their heads. "Where's my damn money?" shouts one of the men she recognizes. The radio plays the low rhythm of Winnie's favorite program, Lover's Rock. The clock ticks in slow motion. The sofas, bookshelf, center table, and television all seem to freeze in fear as if they had a gun pointed at them. The light flickers off the radio set. Dehan pleads for his life. "Bob, I gave you all your money last night." In a fearful voice, he says, "You were drinking beers at the Domino's table." He takes two deep breaths and continues. "Remember?
I gave it to you."
"You must have lost it." With open palms, Dehan begs, "I've worked for you 5 years. I never short you a penny. Please don't do this. I'll work and pay you again. Please let my wife go. She has nothing to do with this." Bob isn't listening to what he is saying, pretending he doesn't remember collecting the money. He says, "I don't remember. I don't like a thief," trying to calm his rage. Winnie is crying and begging, "Please, Bob." The other men have their guns pointed at the back of her head. Majesty hides as sadness fills her bedroom, peeking, hoping no one sees her. Her heart is jumping through her chest. "Should I go out and help my parents? Bob, my father's friend. He's always been nice to me. He's being cruel to my mom and dad," she thinks. Fear sweeps her hero's face. "Daddy," she sobs quietly as fear covers her soul. Her own vulnerability gets the best of her as tears flow down her cheeks. She tries not to make a sound. Bob marches in a circle, at times pacing across the living room, waving the gun in his hand. She hears a loud pop, jumps from fright. Her mother screams, dragging out the word "no." Her hand covers her mouth. Majesty's eyes go cartoon wide as her father's lifeless body hits the floor. One of the other men then shoots her mother. Bam! In the temple, her mother's lifeless body falls beside her dad's dead body. The room cries in distress. The gunpowder and smoke give off a smell like fireworks. A mixture of coal, sulfur, and potassium invades every molecule in her nostrils. The whole thing took minutes, but feels like an eternity watching the horror. Majesty creeps under the bed as quietly as she can, shaking like a leaf, her teeth clapping together. She can't believe what she is witnessing, the thought of losing both parents. The image keeps playing in her head, hoping they don't find her hiding spot. She hears them vandalizing the house, breaking glass. Bob orders one of the men, "Burn this damn house down, so there'll be no evidence." A few more indecent words leave his mouth. Majesty jumps out of her window. Cold air slaps her face. Brittle leaves crunch under her feet. Staring and pacing through the darkness, she wishes she had a sweater, but it's too late now. She runs to the backyard of her neighbor, Miss Mary. She panics. Everything is pitch black. The moon has dodged behind the clouds as she watches flames engulf her once beautiful home. The three men jump in a white car that is parked outside of her house. Their shadows reflect under the dull light of the street pole. They enter the car and drive off, screeching on the road. Majesty comes out from hiding and looks around. The discomfort in her tummy increases at seeing what is being destroyed. She begins to cry. Reality sets in. Her parents are murdered and burning in the fire and are gone forever. Her neighbor hugs and comforts her, putting a blanket around her tiny body. "Where are your parents?" Miss Mary asks in a concerned tone. Majesty cries. "They are burning in the fire. I smell smoke." Her voice is shaking. "I tried to find my parents. The fire got so big that I climbed through my bedroom window to escape." Miss Mary hugs her and pulls her closer. They both watch the out-of-control fire, smoke drifting across the roof.